Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY26 earnings conference call of True Colors Limited, hosted by CIL Advisor. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from CIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Mehra.
Thank you, Neera. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. And thanks for joining this H2 and FY26 earnings conference call of True Colors Limited. The investor updates have already been uploaded on the stock exchange and on the company website. In case you do not have a copy of the same, please feel free to reach out to us. To take us through the discussion, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Satish Panchani, Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Sagar Mulani, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Javnika Gandharva, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the business and the financial performance, which will be followed by the Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said in this call reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainty that the company faces. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Satish Panchani for the opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I welcome to our earnings call for the second half and the full year FY26. This is one of our first formal interactions with the investor community since our listing. And before we get into the numbers, I would like to take this opportunity to walk you through what True Colors actually is, how the business has been built, and the way we ourselves look at it internally. So we believe this context is important because the number we report each period only makes sense once you understand the architect sitting underneath them, right? Let me start with what the company is about. True Colors Limited is, in the simple term, a digital printing ecosystem company. We are not a machine seller. We are not a paper manufacturer. We are not an ink company, and we are not a fabric printer. We are all of this at the same time, and that is by design. India today is at the very early stage of a transition from conventional screen printing to digital printing in textiles. Globally, the equivalent transition is much further along. The opportunity is in building the infrastructure that the country will need as it adopts digital printing over the next decade. Our aim, and we say this very deliberately, is to build India's digital printing ecosystem. So we began in 2013 with a small sublimation printing setup and a capacity of around 400 meters a day. It was a pure service business at that time. We printed fabric for our customers, and that is what all we did. In 2015, we entered machine trading because we realized that the customer we were printing for were themselves looking to buy machines, and there was no organized player guiding them. In 2016, we started supplying ink again because the customer buying machine from us need a reliable ink supply, and the imported ink supply chain was fragmented. So at this point, we had three things. Number one, printing services, machines, and ink, all driven by the same customer relationships. In 2018, we took what was in hindsight the most important step. We set up our own sublimation paper plant. And inception, it was 15 lakh meter a month. Sublimation paper is the carrier on which the ink is printed before it is transferred to the polyester fabric. Every sublimation printer in the country makes it on daily basis. And at that point, almost all of the India sublimation paper was being imported from China. We show that it has a structural gap, and we built the capacity to address it. In 2021, we brought all these businesses under one umbrella, True Colors Limited. So between 2022 and 2024, we secured authorization from five global OEMs, namely Konica Minolta, Eaton, Tangra, SkyJet, and Hoptek, which gave us a complete range of digital printing machines to offer our customers across all the price points and the application as well. In 2025, we listed on the BSE SME platform, scaled our sublimation paper capacity to over 2 crore meter a month, and expanded our in-house digital fabric printing capacity to 75,000 meter a day. and in FY26, we are in the process of bringing in-house ink manufacturing into our group. So it is through the planned merger of Inkya Inks alongside a strategic partnership with Itaca of Spain for premium pigment ink as well. So if you trace this entire journey, what you will notice is that each business was not bolted on for diversification. Each business came in because the previous business demanded it. The machine business need an ink supply. Ink and machine business need a sublimation paper supply. The supply business need a captive printing operation to demonstrate the technology. And now, the consumable business need to be backward integrated into manufacturing. So every step was a response to a gap that our existing customer were running into. So in this presentation that we have released so far, we have shared the performance of our each vertical very separately. We have given you the revenue, the volume, the growth rate for the technology and consumable and for the printed fabrics as well. We have done this because it will help you to understand the moving parts. But internally, we do not look at the business as four or five separate verticals. We look at it as a one ecosystem that needs to keep growing larger. So the logic is straightforward here. Why? Because every machine that we install become a permanent ink and paper customer. The warranty on the machine that covering spare part, print head, electronics is tied up to the use of our ink. Changing the ink supplier void the warranty. So beyond the warranty, there is again a second layer of stickiness is there, which is a color consistency. Digital textile printing is business is completely made to order business, where designs are approved against specific color profiles and those color profiles are tied up to the specific ink. Once a customer starts printing, the only way they can fulfill the repeat order is with the consistent color and it's by staying with the same ink. So the paper may vary, but ink cannot, because the ink is what carries the color profile against which the design was originally approved, right? And beyond that, there is a third layer, which is a service. A technical complexity of these machines and the institutional knowledge that our service can build about each installation means that switching is operationally disruptive at any point of the machine's life. So when we install a machine, we are not booking a one-time sale. We are adding up to the recurring consumable base that compound over the years. Our installation base today stands at around 900 plus machines and roughly 50% of our FY26 revenue is recurring. That is from ink, sublimation paper and the spares. So now, the second layer of compounding site inside the consumable business itself. Today, a meaningful portion of our ink resupply is imported and distributed. The margin of the distribution are reasonable, but there are not fair margins of manufacturing seats. As we transition the ink business from distribution to in-house manufacturing under the Inkya brand, the margin profile of the recurring revenue base itself begin to improve. So the machine business compounds the consumable base and backward integration compounds the margin on that base, and that is what the structure is. And this structure is for future sustainability as well. So if you see, let's quickly touch upon the capacity expansion that we did. On sublimation paper, we have already taken the capacity from roughly 1 crore meter a month to 2 crore plus meter a month. FY26 utilization on the expanded capacity was around 52%, which gives us a substantial headroom that we can grow this vertical without further capital deployment. Our ink, the plan in phase 1 is targeted for FY27. Takes in-house production to 150 ton a month with capex of around 40 to 45 crore. This phase replaces our current import volume serving self-consumption and again a white labeling needs base, right? Phase 2 is targeted for FY28, takes total in-house capacity up to 500 tons a month with additional 20 to 25 CR of capex. The Inkya merger adds 80 tons a month and we added further 270 ton incrementally. And phase 3 is a longer term target for 1000 tons a month across sublimation, reactive, dispersed pigment inks. So importantly, the land for this we have secured is roughly around 3.5 times an existing facility footprint. So the runway for the expansion is already in place. The strategic rationale is threefold here. Number one, India today sources almost 100% of its ink from China, Japan and Europe. In-house manufacturing reduces that import dependence and insulates us from the currency and supply chain volatility. The second one is global brands are now diversifying away from China under the China plus one approach. And a meaningful share of that incremental textile manufacturing, we know that is being routed through India, which is directly expand our addressable market. And the third is, ink is the highest margin category in our portfolio, so manufacturing rather than the distributing. It has a direct and the durable effect on the profitability as well. So with that context, let me turn to the performance of FY26. So revenue from operation for the full year was INR 301.55 crores. That is up 29.22% year on year. EBITDA stood at INR 46.98 crores at a margin of 15.58%. And the profit after tax was INR 31.16 crores at a margin of 10.33%. Recurring revenue from ink, sublimation paper, spare parts that contributed roughly 50.25% of our total revenue. So within the verticals, machine placement of the year came in at around 109 units. That is up 89 in the prior year. The headline unit growth looked moderate, but the revenue from this segment grew over 155 times year on year. That is driven by deliberate shift towards higher value and higher capacity machines. Ink volume, as reported, grew to 1,140 tons during the year. It is a volumetric growth of approximately 19%. However, this number understates the actual underlying consumption growth, and I would like to flag this clearly. As a part of deliberately strategy to deepen customer engagement around new machine placement, close to 45 to 50 tons of ink was bundled with machine during this year. The revenue and the volume from this bundling have not been reported within the ink vertical. So if we add this back and underline ink consumption growth, it's a repeated basis is comfortably north to 20%, which is metric we internally track most closely since it reflects the true compounding from the install base. Alongside this, average realization also declined during the year, which is second reason the volumetric growth is not fully visible into the reported financials. So on paper, we again delivered the strong volumetric growth, reaching to 11.69 crore meters. Although the financial impact was offset by the decline in realization, the realization decline was driven by reducing the average GSM of sublimation paper used in printing, which came down from the 45 to 55 range in the prior year to closer to 35 GSM this year, as the customer mix shift towards lower GSM applications move. The fabric and the printing division performed well and contributing meaningful to overall throughput. So I would also like to address one operational item here, which is our operating cash flow. We reported negative operating cash flow for the year, and this requires some explanation. A majority of our vendor base qualify as MSME suppliers, and the regulatory framework governing MSME payment mandates settlement within 45 days. In FY26, we meaningfully scaled up volume with several of these vendors, where the majority of supply was previously imported under credit term existing well beyond 90 days. So this transaction created a timing-related pressure on working capital. Alongside this, the growing contribution of Konica Minolta's Inc., which operates on the advance payment terms, added further to working capital needs. But I'm pleased to share that collection have been strong in Q1 FY27 and the position has normalized now. To close, the way we think about it internally is this. We have an installed base that compounds the consumable business. We have a consumable business that is being backward integrated to improve margins. We have sublimation paper capacity that has just been doubled and has utilization headroom. And we have ink manufacturing capacity coming on the stream over the next 2 years that will structurally change the margin profile of our group. So each of these independently is in motion and they are all pulling in the same direction. We are at the early stage of what we believe is a multi-year transition in Indian textile printing industry. With that, I will hand it over for the question. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask the question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Arhan from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yes, sir. My first question is on the bookkeeping side. As you already explained, the operating cash flow was very 35 crore in FY26 against the budget of 31 crores. You also explained the MSME and Konica Minolta dynamics. But on a normalized basis going forward, what kind of cash conversion should we be looking at? And specifically, with receivables nearly doubling YOY, can you give us a comfort that this is not a quality of receivables issue and a timing issue?
Right. So this is basically not a, actually, there is not an issue of any customer-specific concern. If you see, the receivable is around 101 crore at the time that that the year ended, right? That is because of the MSME compliance, and we are not coming under that category. So right now, if you see at the current positioning, the receivables are very strong right now, almost which the number that was 111 crore comes to almost 93 crore now, right? So it was just a time matter of time, and due to the compliance issue, otherwise the receivables are normalized.
Okay, sir. Got it. And my second question is, you have flagged entry into adjacent categories of commercial printing, label printing,
right,
and textile packaging. How serious
right
is this, and what's the rationale for entering these new versus shifting the core textile printing business for them?
Right. So if we see, then digital printing is not only limited to textile, right? And every segment, when, like, if we talk about the label printing or if we talk about the mica printing, in every industry, when we are talking about the made-to-order process, not keeping a stock, or people are talking about the customization. So we think that in each and every industry, including textile, the digital printing is going to be bigger, right? So this is in that context, we take this baby step forward to moving in that direction of the commercial printing. And along with that, aapko ye pata hai ki we are entering into ink manufacturing as well, right? So if we have the formulation capability for manufacturing the ink for the textile, the same formulation capability can be utilized for the commercial printer as well. So this is the first step. We have taken that initiative to move into that direction. If we get the feedback from the market, very positive and aggressive feedback, then we'll also start putting aggressive strategies into that field as well. So as the manufacturing capabilities lies with us, it can be used in any field of the digital printing, not limited to textile.
Okay, sir, got it. And just the last question is on the application side. If you were to step back and tell us where True Colors will be in the next 5 years, not in specific revenue numbers, but in terms of installed base, manufacturing footprint, vertical mix, and competitive positioning, what does that picture look like? And honestly, what are the two or three things that could go wrong that would prevent you from getting there?
Right. So if we see a lot, see, India is into currently a transition phase. Since last 3 to 4 decades, we were using conventional textile printing method, that is screen printing and the rotary printing, right? So it's been just the beginning. We are at around 7 to 8% of the total market share of that compared to the conventional printing. So next wave of printing expansion that is happening into digital. And India is currently depending for all the raw materials to our neighbor. So all the ink is imported, paper is imported. So as a True Colors, we are trying to build that ecosystem where this consumable is the part of the consumable should be available in India. If we say that the market is going to be there in next 5 years, next 10 years, conventional printing say digital printing may switch over here. Then at the same time, to print a meter of fabric, you will need ink, you will need paper. And we want to build that infrastructure that India, whose growth case or India should be ready with the consumable requirement. We shouldn't be the import dependent only.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Tashnisha Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah, good afternoon, ma'am.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. I am new to the company, so can you please walk me through how the revenue actually flows from a single machine installation over its life? How much consumables revenue does one installed machine generate over, say, 3 to 5 years? And how should we think about lifetime value for machines?
Okay. So, we have shared a complete sheet with you. Investor presentation is being shared with you. So you can get entire detail from that presentation. Meanwhile, let me just give you a brief idea that if you want to print a 1 meter of fabric, what you need is first is a machine, then is the ink, then a sublimation paper, and a service support. And as a True Colors ecosystem, we are providing this entire solution at a one stop. So once you install the machine, to print on that machine, you need a two consumable, that is paper and ink, and that's what we are providing. So this is a more like a recurring revenue business for us, that consumable business. And the service that we offer, it is again tied with the supply of the ink. So once as a customer, you buy the machine, you stick with the company for the supply of the ink as well. And that is what the business model is.
All right, sir. Understood. So also the presentation mentions that 900 plus active installed machines and 50% plus revenue, recurring revenue share. So as the installed base grows from 900 to 1200 or 1500 and beyond, how do you see the mix between transactional and recurring revenue evolving over the next 3 to 4 years? Is there a point at which consumables become structurally dominant?
So that point may come, but right now we are in very early stage of this transition. Agar hum India mein digital printing ke dominance ki baat kare, it is around 7 to 8%. Agar hum pure world ke perspective se agar dekhne jaye, Europe has shifted to almost 85 to 90% to digital. China almost more than 40 to 50% into digital printing. So India is in very early stage. So for the next 5 to 10 years, if we see, then the volumetric growth in terms of machines will be there. Maybe it's a time dependent, it's a lumpy, that right now people are more focused towards the expansion and they are putting some machines. But yes, every machine that is being installed will generate the requirement of the consumables. And that is where the recurring revenue that comes from, right? So recurring revenue, aap isko ek dusre context mein aise bhi samajh sakte ho ki is today, we do not supply any machine, then also people will need that that ink and paper from you on the regular basis, right? So the more number of machines that is being added into the system, the more recurring revenue will go up. But to comment on that, when the recurring revenue volume will go extremely high, that may be a point we can discuss after 3 to 5 years, where this is the time that now recurring volume will go up. So that is one part. Another part of this mix is that in terms of consumable, what True Colors is trying to do, let's say we are jumping into ink manufacturing business, right? So that ink manufacturing facility will not only for our self-consumption, right? We will also white label this ink for India's other importers who import this ink and supply and distribute it across India. So in that sense, it will happen in future that for True Colors, the consumable business like ink, and if we expand our footprint to the paper business, then we can cross that benchmark and move ahead, far ahead with the consumable business in future.
All right, sir, understood. So yeah. My next few questions are on the ink business. So first, mm-hmm. In the ink business, you plan on transitioning from distribution to manufacturing. Can you help us understand the margin uplift here, not in specific numbers, but directionally? How much of the gap between distribution and manufacturing margins do you expect to capture, and what is the realistic timeline for that to fully reflect in the P&L?
Right. So here, what infrastructure that we are building is in ink manufacturing, there are 2 to 3 things that we need to consider. Number one, it will improve the margin. That is one point. That right now it's a trading business. In trading business, we know that it's right now it's a healthier margin. But going forward, we see that the price fluctuation, the supply volatility, everything is in front of us right now. So in that sense, it will always help us in terms of the manufacturing. That will improve the margin. second thing is it's about the when we talk about the formulation control, ये हमें आने वाले time में as I mentioned हम सिर्फ हमारे self consumption के लिए use नहीं करेंगे but we'll also provide this egg to the Indian importer. और पूरी वर्ल्ड के लिए इट विल बी द चाइना प्लस वन जब पूरी दुनिया देख रही है सो दिस प्रोडक्ट वी कैन ऑफर टू एंटर अक्रॉस द ग्लोब जहाँ जहाँ डिजिटल टेक्सटाइल प्रिंटिंग हो रहा है जहाँ लोग प्रिंटिंग इंक यूज कर रहे हैं सो दिस कैन बी ऑफर टू देम एज वेल सो इट्स क्रिएट अ न्यू अपॉर्चुनिटी लाइन फॉर अस जहाँ पे हम सिर्फ सेल्फ कंजम्पशन की बात ना करके वी कैन फुलफिल दैट नीड फॉर द नेशन एज वेल. So that is the second part, जहाँ पे grow होगा. Third चीज, once we have the formulation control, so it is not only about the ink for the digital textile printing, we can produce ink for the digital printing in any category as well. So in that sense, this ink expansion, ink manufacturing business will gonna help us.
All right, you got it. So last two questions. So you've committed roughly around 100 to 115 crores of total capex across the three phases of ink manufacturing. How do you think about the return of this investment and what assumptions are you making on volume offtake, particularly in the phase 2 and phase 3 where capacity scales significantly beyond the current consumption?
Right. So, as I already mentioned, we are not only talking about the self-consumption. It will be again, as I already told you, it will be again a white-labeled product for the industry. Right now, India is alone, if we talk about the digital textile printing ink only, then India is currently importing around 12,000 ton ink every year. Every month, right? So based on that, over the on next few years, ये जो ink का volume है, that is gonna increase over the year. So this is जो हम ink manufacturing की और जो volume की जो बात करते हैं, that is being served in the two phase. Number one, जो हमने कहा है कि self consumption. Number two, white labeled product. And number three is कि जहाँ पे हम बात कर रहे हैं, not limited to digital textile printing. आज हम pigment ink की बात कर सकते हैं, solvent ink, eco solvent ink, UV ink. There are so many type of ink that is being imported, that is being produced ki jisse aaj India ki dependency neighbors pe hai. So that all can be produced and that can be a combined as a 1,000 ton per month capacity in next 3 years. 3 to 4 years, I'll say.
Understood, sir. So my last question is a bit on the operational side. So in practice, have you actually seen customers attempt to switch ink suppliers? What is the real world churn rate on your install base and what typically happens when a customer tries to switch?
Right. So what happens when customers try to switch? Number one thing come into the picture is the services. Because it is not more like a desktop printer that we have in our office ki jahan pe humne ek bar printer install kar liya and then we don't need a support or ek jo cartridge steal karte hai wo aake aapko support deke jaye. Yahan pe kya hota hai, every time fabric base change, machine is technically kuch na kuch unko upgradation chahiye hote hai, koi na koi. It means it need a complete hand holding. So number one, once the customer try to switch the ink, तो ये जो उनको जो एक सर्विस सपोर्ट होता है वो वहाँ पे बंद हो जाता है. सेकंड इज दिस अवेलेबिलिटी ऑफ द स्पेयर पार्ट फॉर दैट मशीन. लाइक सम कस्टमर, आपने अगर एक ऑप्टेक की प्रिंटर बाय की है, यू बॉट अ कॉनिका मिनोल्टा, देन द ओनली चांस टू गेट द स्पेयर पार्ट इज फ्रॉम अस ओनली, राइट. द थर्ड थिंग इज कि आपके जो प्रिंटेड और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स पार्ट होते हैं, दैट इज कम्स अंडर द वारंटी. एंड वंस यू चेंज द इंक, सो वारंटी ऑल्सो गेट वॉइड फॉर दैट स्पेयर फॉर द इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एंड द प्रिंटेड. So that gives the stickiness, and normally ये होता है कि almost 99% of your customers stay with you forever. Until and unless they shift, change the machine, they bought a new machine and the expansion is with the other machine supplier, then it happens that your ink gets changed, otherwise the stickiness is throughout the lifetime.
Yes, sir, understood. That was perfect. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the expectation for FY27 in terms of top line and EBITDA margin?
Oh, So we expect to grow at around 20 to 22% over the medium term, and profitability growth should outpace the top line.
Okay. Sir, so but last year our margin reduced from 18 to 15% EBITDA margin. So now this year again, can we expect it to go back to 18%?
Okay, so it was a mixed effect actually. If we see at the last year and this year, first thing is the machine vertical contributed very disproportionately. And number two, this year, as I mentioned earlier, that what we did is we bundled the machine with the ink supply. And due to that, around 45 to 50 ton of ink was not the part of the revenue in this financial year, or let's say this H2 that we supplied to the customer, right? So this is the mix that reflects on the EBITDA margin, that is around 15.6%, and which is the sustainable. So last year H2, when it was 17.5%, if you see, the contribution from the paper business was very disproportionate. The majority, almost we can say around 70% of the paper business was in H2, while the production was happened into H1. And that's why it shows the major jump into the EBITDA margin. Otherwise, as I normally say, this is the margin range that we are operating around 14 to 16%, which is a sustainable margin range. And as growing further, our paper manufacturing capacity got doubled. Our in-house manufacturing will start, so it will margin profile will improve over the course of time.
Understood, sir. Sir, but in the near term, we should expect between 14 to 16% or 18%.
For the EBITDA margin, for the near term, this is what we are doing, and it will improve over the course of time. So for the medium term, as I mentioned, it is normal margin that we are doing, that is this range. Otherwise, over the course of time, it will improve.
Understood, sir. Sir, now I'm new to the company, so sir, please just your explanation is required. That sir, we have four divisions. One is the one is the digital printers, for which we are exclusive distributors of some 4-5 principals.
Right.
Is that understanding correct, sir?
Right, correct.
Okay, and second is the paper, the sublimation paper, which is a consumable, which we make ourselves. Ink,
right.
We are currently trading, but we soon plan to start manufacturing on our own.
And
sir, fourth is?
And fourth is our printing, fabric supply business.
So that is a job work business.
That is a job work and fabric supply. Fabric supply.
So basically, it is just the customer is giving us the fabric and we are printing and give it back, or we just take orders and buy raw material fabric from elsewhere and print it and give the end product?
Yeah. So if you see the revenue split is 50-50. 50% is the customer giving you the fabric and you are printing for them, number one. And 50% is the revenue that you are buying the fabric, source the fabric, and on your brand name you are providing that printed fabric or value-added fabric to the customer. So that both services are there.
Understood, sir. And sir, in this digital ink, I understand, sir, this is a company, Jacinth Dyestuff, which they are manufacturing inks and printer both in, digital inks and digital printer in India?
So right now, Jay Chemical, they are mostly into the dyes that being supplied to the mills for conventional printing and all stuff. And otherwise, regarding to import or manufacturing, we are not much sure right now.
Sir, and this rotary printing, sir, is the rotary printing sector in India, it is declining, or it is stagnant, or it is still growing?
So right now, digital की जो इंडिया में जो शुरुआत हुई थी, that was started in 2013. At that time we were doing around 3 crore meter a year. जबकि अब हम rotary printing की बात करें ना, it's been 5 to 6 decades इंडिया में rotary print हो रहा है. So rotary printing का volume होगा करीबन 2400 से 2600 crore meter annually इंडिया में, right? बट नाउ जो भी नया जो कैपेसिटी अनाउंसमेंट होता है, बिकॉज डिजिटल प्रिंटिंग टेक्नोलॉजी के पास उनके एड ऑन एडवांटेजेस है, जैसे कि यहाँ पे प्रोसेस बहुत फास्ट है. एक सैंपल के लिए जहाँ पे रोटरी प्रिंटिंग में कुछ वीक्स लगते हैं, वो चीज यहाँ पे कुछ घंटे में हो जाती है. सेकेंड चीज की यहाँ पे आप एक मीटर प्रिंट करें, 1000 मीटर प्रिंट करें, कोस्टिंग रिमेन्स द सेम, वाइल जब आप रोटरी या कन्वेंशनल प्रिंटिंग की बात करते हैं हम, तब वहाँ पे हमें उसके लिए स्क्रीन डेवलप करनी पड़ती है, कलर डेवलप करने पड़ते हैं। जो सस्टेनेबिलिटी के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से बात करें तो द यूसेज ऑफ वाटर, तो ये सारे जितने भी जो आज के टाइम की जो रिक्वायरमेंट है, जहाँ पे हम सस्टेनेबिलिटी की बात करते हैं, मेक टू ऑर्डर की बात करते हैं, हम लोअर एमओक्यू की बात करते हैं, एट दैट टाइम जो प्रिंटिंग में जो आज आपको जो फेवरेबल प्रिंटिंग सॉल्यूशन है, दैट इज द डिजिटल प्रिंटिंग ओनली। तो जो नए जो एक्सपांशन हो रहे हैं वो डिजिटल प्रिंटिंग में हो रहे हैं, जो कन्वेंशनल प्रिंटिंग मशीन चला रहे दे आर एडिंग द कैपेसिटी इन टू डिजिटल टेक्सटाइल प्रिंटिंग। सो इन फ्यूचर वी आर होपिंग कि जैसे मैंने अभी एक क्वेश्चन को आंसर किया था कि अगर हम देखें कि चाइना है शिफ्टेड देमसेल्फ, यूरोप ने अपने आप को पूरा डिजिटली शिफ्ट कर लिया है, तो नेक्स्ट वेव ऑफ एक्सपेंशन जो होने इन टू टेक्सटाइल प्रिंटिंग, दैट देयर इज मोर प्रोबेबली टुवर्ड डिजिटल ओनली।
सर तो बट आपकी प्रेजेंटेशन का तो सिर्फ दिया है कि जो रोटरी प्रिंटिंग भी 4% CAGR से ग्रो करने की संभावना है FY30 तक, तो मतलब कि दे आर बोथ ग्रोइंग साइड बाय साइड।
सो 4% से ग्रो होने की संभावना को आप इस तरीके से देखो कि आज आप एक रोटरी मशीन चला रहे हो, राइट, एंड यू आर हैविंग दी ऑर्डर फ्रॉम दी फिक्स कस्टमर्स। अब रोटरी प्रिंटिंग जो है कंपेरेटिवली डिजिटल प्रिंटिंग से प्रिंटिंग सॉल्यूशन इन टर्म्स ऑफ प्राइस सस्ता होता, तो जहाँ पे हम वॉल्यूम पे बात करते हैं वहाँ पे रोटरी प्रिंटिंग इज मोर फेवरेबल। तो ऑलरेडी इफ यू आर प्रिंटर, जहाँ पे आपकी एक मशीन लगी हुई है, द नेक्स्ट एक्सपेंशन यू डू इनटू डिजिटल एंड यू डू इनटू रोटरी एज वेल। तो अगर आप रोटरी में अगर कुछ एक्सपेंड कर रहे हो, देन यू नीड टू स्टार्ट विद ऑलमोस्ट 50,000 मीटर और 70,000 मीटर पर मशीन। जहाँ पे आप डिजिटल में लेट्स से कि आप 3,000 या 5,000 मीटर पर डे की मशीन से भी स्टार्ट कर सकते हो, तो ऐसा नहीं है कि वो ग्रो नहीं होगा, बट जब आप सोच रहे हो कि जो फास्ट जो ग्रो हो रहा है या नेक्स्ट जो कैपेसिटी का, जहाँ पे ऐसा हो रहा है कि अगर 100 मीटर प्रिंट होना है आने वाले टाइम में, इट इज द चांसेस कि 80 मीटर जो है वो डिजिटल की डायरेक्शन में हो और 20 मीटर कन्वेंशनल प्रिंटिंग में हो, अभी वो बंद नहीं होना।
सर ये हमारा एम्प्लॉय एक्सपेंस सर लगभग ऑलमोस्ट डबल हो गया ईयर ऑन ईयर, करीब 11 करोड़ से 19 करोड़ के ऊपर, जबकि रेवेन्यू तो हमारा ज्यादा बढ़ा नहीं है ईयर ऑन ईयर, 140 करोड़ से 150 करोड़ हुआ है H2 में।
राइट,
तो सर इतना इंक्रीज होने का क्या कारण है और सर गोइंग फॉरवर्ड ये हाउ डू यू सी दिस?
राइट, तो इसके पीछे दो मेजर रीजन है। एक रीजन ये है कि जो हमने हमारी जो पूरे साल में पिछले 1-2 साल में जो भी हमने हमारा जो कैपेसिटी एक्सपेंशन किया है, दैट इज अ प्रिंटिंग बिजनेस, और प्रिंटिंग बिजनेस जो है दैट इज अ मैन पावर एफिशिएंट बिजनेस, वहाँ पे लोग कंपैरेटिवली ज्यादा लगते हैं, राइट, इट्स अ मोर काइंड ऑफ अ मेन प्रोसेस। सो दैट्स व्हाई यू सी द ग्रोथ इन द रेवेन्यू एज वेल और ग्रोथ इन दी मैन पावर सैलरी एज वेल और नंबर के फॉर्म में भी। सेकेंड जो रीजन है वो ये है कि हम अभी जो आने वाले टाइम में जो हम खुद को जो प्रिपेयर कर रहे हैं फॉर द इंक एक्सपेंशन, फॉर द पेपर एक्सपेंशन, फॉर आर कमर्शियल प्रिंटिंग बिजनेस, फॉर आर हमारा जो फैब्रिक का जो बिजनेस है, उस बिजनेस को आप देखोगे कि हमने 50-50, इट वॉज स्टार्टेड विद द जॉब वर्क ओनली, इट इज नाउ 50-50% इज द जॉब वर्क, 50% ऑफ द ट्रेडिंग, राइट, सो वी आर एक्सपांडिंग दैट फील्ड एज वेल। तो ये सारे जो एक्सपेंशन है उसके लिए एक टाइम ऑफ अ टीम बिल्डिंग, ये हमने जब ये साल जब शुरू हुआ था हमारा H1, उस टाइम पे दैट टाइम वी डिस्कस की हम इस डायरेक्शन में आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। सो इट इज अ टीम बिल्डिंग अप्रोच राइट नाउ, जिसको हम आने वाले टाइम के लिए खुद को प्रिपेयर कर रहे हैं।
थैंक यू मधुर, आई रिक्वेस्ट टू कम बैक फॉर अ फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन प्लीज। नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ सौरभ व्यास फ्रॉम सिस्टमैटिक्स, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हेलो
हेलो सौरभ।
हाय हाय सर, कांग्रेट्स ऑन अ गुड सेट ऑफ नंबर्स। सो
थैंक यू
सर। जस्ट वांटेड टू हैव सम क्वेश्चंस लाइक रिगार्डिंग द मशीन रियलाइजेशन रेट। I can see that we have booked around 60 crores in this financial year itself, and on a base of 109 machines. So roughly the average comes around 255 lakhs per machine. But since you have given a guidance that we have bundled the ink business into this, so is it fair to assume that another set of 5 to 6 crores roughly is because of the ink bundling, or do we have gained any realization per machine in this? So on that base.
So you can consider that as a realization of the machine itself, either or we can consider, either we can consider that part into the machine, either way we can contribute that part to the yield. So over the course of time, for machine for us, वो हमारे लिए एक one time installation के form में काम करता है, जो कि आने वाले time में it will enhance the capability of the consumable, right? अब हमें ऐसा लग रहा है कि year on year जो मशीन का जो realization है that may vary, क्योंकि आपने देखा होगा कि if you compare it with the last year, then it was roughly around 25 lakhs, 27 lakhs के आसपास था. So that realization may vary. But the ink that is bundled and the consumption that increased due to that will gonna reflect in terms of ink revenue in upcoming year. So that what we should take out of it.
Got it, sir. So on a year on basis, what is the average realization that we can actually at least have a view about this machine or that we will be selling? Or rough estimates will be also good for us.
So it is very hard to give the rough estimation as well, क्योंकि जो entry level के machine होते हैं, that is starting from almost 15 to 20 lakh per machine, से लेके हमारे पास जो sublimation की बात करें, तो it goes up to 50 lakh. If we talk about the reactive printers, then they starting from almost 60-70 lakh and then go up to 12-13 crore. So that kind of variation is there. But at the end of the day, what as a company we internally track is how much meter that machine is going to produce during that particular year or over the year of time, and in that production, what will be the realization for our consumables, right? So that is what makes more important. So it is little bit difficult to say that this will be the realization for in case of, especially in the case of machine, because it's very a lot.
Got it, sir. No worries. My second question is regarding the ink business. We have given a timing that we will be doing a 150 ton per month production starting FY27. So what will be the number of machines sold, what will be the number of total base of the machine that we will be forecasting for to have this proper demand for this type of...
Mm-hmm. So if you say that we are building a manufacturing capability, which is for two purposes. One purpose, it will solve our in-house consumption. That is roughly around 100 ton this year. Maybe from next year, it should be around 110, 115 ton on average for the average throughout the year, right? So that is what the internal self-consumption is. And second is the white labeled product that we need to supply to the Indian importers who are importing ink and the same line of distribution. So it will not only serve us for our self-consumption, but at the same time it will serve for others as well. So that's how it will expand.
Got it. And my last question is, if I could just use it in. The geographical revenue mix that I can see in the paper, we still are very Gujarat heavy dominant as of now. So
right.
Is it because the state has the dominance of the textile industry, or we are actually trying to expand our portfolio into the other geographical mix of India? Or maybe...
If you see in the textile perspective, then we all know that Surat is the hub of the textile. Right after Ludhiana into digital specially, and then after Maharashtra. So if we talk about the Maharashtra, then it is more about the trading of the business from where all the Indian consumers source their fabric and export as well from the Bombay and Delhi. Otherwise, if we talk about the manufacturing, then it is core into Surat mainly, then Ahmedabad, and then Ludhiana. So that's why where we are selling the printers, at the same position, with the same customer, we are going to sell ink and paper, right? So, as it is a recurring business, so जहाँ पे आपने machine supply की है, वहीं पे आपका recurring business over the course of time बढ़ता रहेगा. If we talk about our fabric business, then fabric business का जो concentration है, that is more into Maharashtra, because वो एक hub है पूरे India के लिए for trading of the fabric. And apart from that, we are also moving in the direction कि जहाँ पे हम fabric export self-export करे. To give you a rough idea, around 6% of the revenue into our fabric business, that is coming from the direct export only.
Got it.
So that's how it's concentrated in that region. But jab aap usko overall as a group level pe dekhoge, you will always find Gujarat as a highly concentrated part because supplying the machine and the recurring business ink and paper that will come out from it, along with the spare part as well.
Fair enough, sir. Last question from my side. The capex that we have been given the guidance of roughly around 110 crore rupees. How are you planning to fund it? Like from the debt route or will be releasing the equity or from the internal approval?
So for our ink expansion, where in the first phase we are going to invest around 40 to 45 crore and in the next year it is around 25 crores amount. So 25% of the total capex that will be done by the internal accrual and 75% will go with the bank debt.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you luck for the
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Lana of Mehul from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hello, Mehul. Sir,
my awaaz aa rahi
hai? Ha, aa rahi hai. Clear audible.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, sir. So this Inkia brand is owned by us, or it's a new to the company, so I'm just asking this question.
So, Inkia brand is Inkia Inc. Private Limited is the entity that we have proposed the merger with it, and we got the approval from the BSE as well, and now we are going with the NCLT. So, going forward, whatever the ink that we'll produce, we'll manufacture in India, either it be for the textile or for the any other application into digital printing, it will be under the brand name of Inkia.
Okay, so far, जो हम इंक बेच रहे थे इसके पहले, वो चाइना से सोर्स, वो चाइना से सोर्स हो रही थी, राइट?
Yes, वो चाइना एंड जापान, या।
और अभी हम लोग ये इंकिया इज इंडियन कंपनी,
राइट?
सो हाउ कॉन्फिडेंट आर वी, मतलब ऐसा हाउ मच श्योर आर वी दैट यू नो कस्टमर्स विल be okay with this Indian ink compared to foreign ink.
Right. So Inkia is serving the customer since last 2 years. Majorly 3 years. 3 years.
Okay.
So, providing ink to the customer, but into the small volume. In last financial year, if we talk, then they produce around 80 ton inks per month, and in the two colors, we use around 460 ton ink from Inkia, and other white label product they produce is somewhere 60% is white label to others. So it's been a 2 years of a journey, 3 years of the product supply, and it's a consistent, and customer has already started accepting that ink. Because kya hota hai ki jab aap ink import karte ho, number one you need to import in bulk, right? आपको यहाँ पे 2 से 3 महीने का यू ट्राई टू कीप अ स्टॉक, अदरवाइज क्या होता है, इसका 4 कलर, शान, मैजेंटा, येलो, ब्लैक, आज एक कलर खत्म हो गया, कल दूसरा खत्म हो गया, फिर ट्रांजेक्शन में आने में टाइम लग गया, सो मल्टीपल थिंग्स कैन हैपन, सो यू जनरली यूज टू कीप अ स्टॉक. सो वंस कस्टमर स्टार्टेड बाइंग इंक फ्रॉम इंकिया, लोकली बाय करने से उनको ये होता है, देयर इज नो वरी अबाउट कीपिंग अ स्टॉक ऑफ इंक. सेकेंड ये होता है कि वंस दे इंपोर्ट द इंक, दे नीड टू पे जीएसटी अप फ्रंट ऑन द पोर्ट, तो वहां पे उनका एक पैसा फंस जाता है. देन सेकंड इज द 7.8% ऑफ द ड्यूटी दे नीड टू पे अप फ्रंट, एंड द लॉजिस्टिक चार्जेस एज वेल. और अभी अगर करंट सिनेरियो में बात करें, देन डॉलर वाइज फ्लक्चुएशन, सो दिस ऑल इज फेवरेबल इफ देर इज अवेलेबिलिटी इन इंडिया, राइट? So that's why ये acceptance है, वो पिछले 2 साल 3 साल से already people have started using this thing as a white label product, क्योंकि चाइना से भी जो आता था ना वो आप ही के ब्रांड नेम से आता, इट्स अ व्हाइट लेबल ओनली. सो फॉर द एंड यूजर, उनके लिए वो फर्क नहीं पड़ता है कि वो इंक इंडिया में बनी है या चाइना में बनी है या जापान में बनी है, उनके लिए ये है कि ये जो भी ब्रांड से आप मशीन बेच रहे हो उसी ब्रांड से आप इंक बेचते हो. सो इट्स अ योर ब्रांड, योर प्रोडक्ट, इट्स अ ओनली थिंग कि आप वो मैन्युफैक्चरिंग चाइना में होता था, इंडिया में हो रहा है.
हाँ सर, लेकिन हम लोग तो वी आर प्रोवाइडिंग मशीन बाय मिनोल्टा एंड अदर कंपनी, सो यू नो वी आर नॉट हैविंग एनी मशीन प्रोडक्शन ऑफ आर ओन, सो हाउ आर यू सेइंग दैट यू नो आपका मशीन और आपकी इंक, मतलब आई एम नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस.
तो क्या होता है कि आप मशीन एज ओएम के पास से आपने एक मशीन यहाँ पे प्रोक्योर किया है. नाउ दैट मशीन इंस्टॉल करने के लिए वी हैव अ टीम ऑफ 60+ इंजीनियर इन हाउस. तो मशीन में आपको कंटिन्यूसली एक हैंड होल्डिंग चाहिए होती है. इट इज नॉट लाइक अ डेस्कटॉप प्रिंटर दैट वी हैव इन आवर ऑफिस कि हमने मंगाया, ओपन किया, प्लग एंड प्ले कर दिया, राइट. तो ये पूरा इसका इंस्टॉलेशन होता है, उसका कलर प्रोफाइलिंग होता है. तो इन सारी चीजों के लिए आपको जो रिजल्ट चाहिए उसके लिए यू नीड अ डेली सपोर्ट. तो
नहीं, मेरा क्वेश्चन ये है कि कंपैटिबिलिटी ऑफ दिस इंक विच इज ओनली 2 इयर्स टेस्टेड, मतलब जो हमने सिर्फ 2 साल में टेस्ट किया है, और ये जो मशीन हैं जो आपके कस्टमर्स कितने सालों से यूज कर रहे हैं और इतनी एक्सपेंसिव मशीन हैं, सो व्हाट इज द कंपैटिबिलिटी ऑफ द न्यू इंक विच वी आर प्रोड्यूसिंग मैन्युफैक्चरिंग.
कंपैटिबिलिटी में क्या होता है कि आज आपने मान लो कि कोई इंक आप यूज कर रहे हो जो चाइना से बन के आ रही थी, एंड द डे यू चेंज द इंक ना, तो उसमें अगर कंपेटेबिलिटी नहीं है ना, तो वेरी सेकेंड डे यू कम टू नो कि आपके कलर प्रोफाइलिंग चेंज हो गए, विद इन अ वीक यू कम टू नो कि अब आपके प्रिंट हेड में वो इंक चल नहीं रही है, विद इन अ ईयर यू कम टू नो कि यार मेरे पास तो ये मशीन में पहले इतनी प्रोडक्शन आती थी अब इतनी प्रोडक्शन आती है. इसमें टू ट्राई एंड टेस्ट द इंक ऑलमोस्ट अ डे और अ वीक इज अ मोर देन सफिशियंट टाइम कि ये इंक चलेगी या नहीं चलेगी. बिकॉज इट्स अ बैच कंसिस्टेंसी, सप्लाई कंसिस्टेंसी, ये सारी चीजें उसके अंदर रोल प्ले कर लेती है. एंड 2 साल की जो जर्नी है, इट इज नॉट द जर्नी ऑफ कंपेटेबिलिटी टेस्ट. कंपेटेबिलिटी टेस्ट की जर्नी 4 से 5 साल की रही हुई है. दिस इज द जर्नी जहाँ पे कंटिन्यूस मार्केट में इंक एज अ वाइट लेबल प्रोडक्ट के तौर पर जा रही है. ऑलमोस्ट हम ये कह सकते हैं कि लगभग 2 से 2.5 हजार टन इंक ऑलरेडी कंज्यूम हो चुकी है थ्रू आउट दिस टाइम. तो कंपेटेबिलिटी को लेके इसलिए कोई क्वेश्चन मार्क नहीं है.
थैंक यू. मे आई रिक्वेस्ट टू कम बैक फॉर अ फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन. रिक्वेस्ट टू ऑल द पार्टिसिपेंट्स, काइंडली लिमिट योरसेल्फ टू 2 क्वेश्चंस पर पार्टिसिपेंट एंड रीजॉइन फॉर अ फॉलो अप. नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ हर्षित फ्रॉम रोबो कैपिटल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
हेलो हर्षित, थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी. एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस यस हर्षित जी.
तो सर 150 करोड़ का जो ये साल हमारा रिकरिंग रेवेन्यू था, तो आप उसमें स्प्लिट बता सकते हो इंक से कितना है, सब्लिमेशन एंड स्पेयर पार्ट्स से?
इफ यू हैव 74, यस यस, इट इज ऑलरेडी मेंशन इन द प्रेजेंटेशन. हाउएवर 74 point something वाज द करोड़, 74 करोड़ रेवेन्यू कमिंग फ्रॉम द इंक, 65-66 crore that was the revenue that came from the paper, and 10 crore was the revenue that came from the spare part, 10.5. And so I'm just missing the decimal, otherwise this is the revenue split.
Right. And sir, we said that the average realization on sublimation paper because of the GSM, right, has fallen. So we have a capacity of 2 crore, right? So what is the peak revenue we can do in sublimation paper?
So let's say right now the last year what the realization we got is was the 5.6 rupees per meter. So on based on that you get the idea that what is the peak revenue that we can achieve if we fully utilize that capacity. That is just being added as 3-4 months before. It was added earlier, but we started to get the output from that machine since last 3 months.
Correct, sir. Understood. And sir, now that we are doing a huge capex of 110 crores in ink, right? Mm-hmm. So, can you please, you know, help us understand ki wo 1000 tons per jo hai per month hai,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, usse kitna revenue hamara aa sakta hai?
So revenue will be the mix effect. We can produce multiple type of inks in that particular plant: sublimation ink, reactive ink, pigment ink, solvent, eco-solvent, UV ink, so many kind of applications can be covered. But if we talk about the realization, then we can assume around, let's say, 200 rupees to 300 rupees per liter. That can be the range of that realization, and based on that, we can consider the revenue that can come out from that project. So it will be the mix of the product, I will say, and mostly it will be the manufacturing setup, and mostly it will be the white label. So this is the range that that we are hoping to achieve in next few years.
Right. And the margin profile for both sublimation and ink is around 15%, or do they have different margin profiles?
So, right now, what margin profile that we have shown you is collectively at a group level. So, overall EBITDA and PAT margin we have shown. Because each what happened that each of divisions, we have the different margin profile, and all the divisions have the different strategic roles. Right? So, it is when we talk about the ecosystem. It is true that we track our margin internally by division. What we have offered is on the consolidated level.
Right. So still, if you could give a range, as in ki sublimation ka itna hota hai, ink ka itna hota hai. So just a broad range. That's all.
The dynamics differs, right? Because sometimes what happens that you take some strategic call, you bundle, as I mentioned, you bundle machine with your ink. Sometimes you provide that kind of solution. Sometimes there is some higher capacity of the machine is there. So at that time you consider what will be the consumption. So based on the consumption that you take the favor and you play with your that margin profile. But overall, when we see it as a broader level, we need to see it as an ecosystem level. Okay. So, that's what we have provided as the EBITDA and PAT at the consolidated level. Individually, particular product-wise, it is a little bit difficult, and it is also the competitive sensitive product as well.
Thank you. I should have request to come back. Participants, kindly limit yourself to 2 questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Disha from Sapphire Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, sir, so much. Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity. So, firstly, on this ink business expansion, this phase one, when do we expect this to come online?
So, this phase should be, production should start by the end of the year. Maybe we can have the realization of that into the next financial year.
Okay. And so this receivables that you mentioned, we've seen a sharp increase and you explained why, but how much of this has been recovered in April?
So, it was, 111 crore as per books at the end of the 31st March, right? And if we talk as on today, it is around 93 crores. So that is the amount that you can consider how much it's recovered.
Right. And what is the working capital that we're targeting for this entire year, for 27?
So working capital limit that we are using from bank is 40 crores.
So working capital days, what is the target for that?
So this finance this year.
Yeah.
That I mean, work again on it. We are right now, what we are doing is we are trying to get more optimization into that number. However, again, a strategic call, sometimes supply of the machine varies, sometimes the consumable business goes up. So it depends on the time to time, but the overall metrics, if you say, we are very much focused and into the direction for the AR as well. So,
okay. So, with this ink business, the expansions will effectively be substituting imports. What sort of margin, extra additional margin benefits can we see from this?
Yeah. Margin benefits will be there. It will depend on the type of the ink that we are producing. And the second is the volume, that the production capacity that we'll get over the years. Like in the very first year, or let's say in the beginning of the 6 months, If we consider that a 60% or the 70% utilization of the plant, the margin will differ. If we say 80% of the utilization of the plant, margin will differ. If we say we are producing this much of the sublimation ink, this much of the reactive ink, depending on the production of the product, depending on the production of the volume, margin will differ. But yeah, it is definitely going to improve.
So at optimal utilization, will it be possible for you to put a number as to what sort of increase in margin?
So let us do that. We right now we are more focused on to the execution part. the number that are we the number that we are calculating right now is the in proportionate with the project cost and the pro, and the volume that we are going to achieve. So internally we are working on it, but right now to comment on the specific margin amount is little bit difficult for us. So let us start with the plant going operation. Let us start the production first. And in the later stage, we'll discuss on the margin as well.
Okay, okay. Fair enough. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Naveen, from individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
In sublimation paper, our actual value addition is the coating. Any reduction in GSM, is there any impact on the margin? I understand on the revenue is healthy, but is the margin also impacted in any way?
So, what happens, when your GSM goes lower, at that time your raw material procurement also cost goes lower. So eventually it doesn't affect much on the your margin level.
Okay.
Okay. Because earlier you used to buy 45 GSM paper, now you are buying 30 GSM paper, so the margin remains the same.
Got it. And in our new install base, we have started selling higher throughput machines which are more productive. So will the consumable intensity significantly be different than the older machine?
I didn't get your question.
I mean the consumption of ink, because they produce at, they print at a higher speed.
Right. Yes. So it is on the meter only, right? So once the, your meter capacity gets enhanced, the consumable requirement goes up. So the consumable ink consumption gets increased over the time.
Okay. And out of the total install base of 900 machines, how many of our customers continue to buy from us?
So, in terms of ink, as I mentioned, that ink is a sticky product. Customer, generally 99% of the customers, the day they buy machine, they use your ink only. That is not the case with the paper. Paper is the open market because it works as a carrier.
Okay.
Right? In terms of paper, if we say, then what we are right now, till last year, we were producing around 10 to 12 crore meter of paper per year.
There
our installed base was producing around, was using around 22 to 24 crore meter paper. So we were having that gap with us, and that's why we put one more machine to enhance the capacity to cater our install base.
Understood.
What's the idea?
Yes. So last question from my end. We are starting the commercial printing vertical, the new vertical. Will it involve any additional investment, or are we going to use the existing whatever existing infrastructure we have for that?
So what for the commercial printing, it is in very early stage. Okay, so what we are trying to do is we are trying to enter in the field by our trading sector. So whatever the machine requirement, we'll bring the machine and we'll sell it to customers. So it is a start opening it as a distribution business. So we'll not require any kind of further or additional capex into that. But at the same time, as you know that we are going to be the ink manufacturer. Over the course of time, these printers will require ink. This entire network requires ink, and they are right now import dependent, right? So that will open a door for you in the both the direction. Not only the supply of the commercial printing, but printing machines, but also will open the direction for the ink business. So, also not limited to the self-consumption, but again a white label product. So, over the years, when India will shift from in all the applications, jahan pe wo shift aayega, so you as a company will project yourself as a digital printing ecosystem, not limited to textiles. Because if you have the formulation capability, if you have the manufacturing capability, there will not be any reason to hold yourself. So that's why we have started to taking that baby step into that direction as well. कि जहाँ पे हम trading से वो चीज की शुरुआत करें and then we get ourselves converted into manufacturing. Is that kind of response that we get from market?
Will it involve any service layer like our fabric printing vertical?
Yes, it will. It required a team of a service engineer. Right now, we have not added any additional resources into it. What we are doing is we are right now evaluating, we are taking some distribution shape, we will participate into some exhibitions. Sales channel has been developed for it. And over the course of time, as we get some installation in our hand, we will start to build a team for it as well.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my end.
Yeah.
And congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I request to all the participants, kindly limit yourself to 2 questions per participant. Next question is from Lano Vikas, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, sir.
Hello, Vikas.
Sir,
your audio is not clear. Can you speak through the handset?
Okay, sir.
Sir, are you audible?
Yes,
yes. Sir, I'm audible?
Yeah, yeah, you're audible. Go ahead.
Sir, मैंने ये पूछना था, जैसे हमने 300 करोड़ का revenue करा, तो अगले 4-5 साल और कहाँ तो देखते हैं कि नंबर मिलेंगे कुछ 500 करोड़ या 1200 करोड़ समथिंग लाइक दैट
राइट सो सर
रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ प्रॉफिट बनना सर
सो रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ जो आपने जो देखा हुआ है हमें पिछले जो आपके पास हमारे 3-4 साल के जो रिकॉर्ड है सो वी आर ग्रोइंग आवर सेल्फ India is growing into the field of digital textile printing. At the same time, we are also trying to build an ecosystem. कि जहाँ पे आज जो हमारी consumable को लेके जो neighbors पे या Europe पे या Japan पे जो dependency है, उस dependency को कम किया जाए. So naturally जो technology grow होगी, adoption और बढ़ेगा. It is more kind of a disruption. जहाँ पे एक सालों से एक टेक्नोलॉजी चलती आ रही थी प्रिंटिंग के लिए डिजिटल कम एज अ डिस्ट्रक्शन सो वहाँ पे विल मोर फोकस टुवर्ड्स द एग्जीक्यूशन एंड टू बिल्ड द कैपेबिलिटी फॉर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग द कंज्यूमेबल दैट विल बी द अवर कोर फोकस एरिया फॉर अपकमिंग नेक्स्ट 2-3 to 5 years एंड रेवेन्यू नंबर विल रिफ्लेक्ट ऑफ दैट अप्रोच एंड दैट एग्जीक्यूशन ओवर द ईयर सो
जैसे 30-40% 50% क्या कुछ होगी
सर सी इंटरनली जो हम प्लान करते हैं दैट इज फॉर नेक्स्ट 3 months नेक्स्ट 6 months नेक्स्ट 12 months व्हाट वी वांट टू डू व्हाट वी वांट टू अचीव आप देखोगे कि पिछले 3 साल में ही इतने ज्यादा चेंजेस आए हैं इतनी ज्यादा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बिल्ड हुआ है जहां हम 4 करोड़ मीटर पेपर प्रोड्यूस करने की कैपेबिलिटी रखते थे उसको हमने 10 करोड़ और वहां से आज हम 24 करोड़ मीटर से बात कर रहे हैं सो दैट फॉर एवरीथिंग इज ग्रोइंग एंड बेस्ड ऑन दैट ग्रोथ हम आने वाले टाइम में मैंने जैसे कहा ना कि इंडिया इज ग्रोइंग इन टू दिस फील्ड जो प्रिंटिंग का जो प्रपोर्शन है वो डिजिटल प्रिंटिंग में बढ़ता जाएगा एंड आर फोकस विल बी कि हम उस रिकरिंग रेवेन्यू में वो जो इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में है उसको बिल्ड करने में हम कहाँ कहाँ हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन कर सकते हैं दैट विल बी द ओनली प्रोजेक्शन ओवर द ईयर्स
ओके सर सर ये पूछना था जैसे हमारे जैसे जो भी कंपटीटर होंगे सर ठीक है सर तो हम उनको कैसे टक्कर देंगे इन ऑल फील्ड जैसे जो भी है हमारे कि हम उनसे कैसे एज लेंगे
सो उसमें ऐसे कि द नंबर वन की यहाँ पे वी हैव 3 डिविजन राइट वन इज अ मशीन कि जहाँ पे आपके पास द टाइप ऑफ मशीन दैट यू ऑफर्ड द टेक्नोलॉजी दैट यू ऑफर्ड इट इज मोर रिलेटेड योर सर्विस नेटवर्क So if you are focusing on your services, your machine is definitely going to sell into the market. जैसे आपने मशीन सेल कर रहे हो your consumable is your by product. वो उसके parallelly वो जाने ही जाने है. And जब हम प्रिंटिंग बिजनेस की बात करते हैं इट इज अ ह्यूज मार्केट यू नो कि टेक्सटाइल इंडिया में लगभग 7-7.5 हजार करोड़ मीटर कंज्यूम होता है हर साल So that is a consumer based market jahan pe bahut sare products. So how you develop your product, hamari age ye ho sakta aane wale time mein ki hum jo consumable jo hamare business hai, pehle to hum install based se consumable mein ja rahe hain, consumable ko backward integrate karke manufacturing ki direction mein baat kar rahe hain, that is the backward integration. So we'll try to make ourselves strong into that position.
Okay sir, thank you sir.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Harkirat Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. And my first question is like regarding the ink manufacturing. So the raw material that's required for the ink manufacturing, so you will be sourcing from it from China or Japan, or it's available in India?
So both the things are there. Some of the thing, it is mainly from India, and some of the material you can also, two options are available, either go with India, either go with China. So, depending on the volume, agar maan lo kisi raw material ke liye, if you don't have volume, you need to go to China. If you have volume, then India can also produce all the chemicals and other dye stuff, are possible in, to source from India as well.
And second thing is like we are selling machines from 4 to 5 brands. So will these brands allow us to sell inks manufactured by us?
So when we talk about the, जैसे हम एक example लेके बात करते हैं, we are importing machines from China, and we are importing ink from China as well, right? So machine jo hum lete hai, that is from a company named Hoptek. Hoptek make machines not only for digital textiles, they are making for digital printing. So chahe aapka mica print hona ho, chahe aapka textile print hona ho, chahe aapka flex banner print ho raha. So they are focused into machine manufacturing. Ink manufacturer are different. Jahan se hum ink procure karte hai. And that ink that we import, yeah, India mein jo bhi importers ink import karte hai, that is by the brand name of Truecolor. या जो जिनका अपना ब्रांड है, राइट? तो सारे व्हाइट लेबल्ड करते हैं, सो इट इज नॉट टाइड विद द मशीन सप्लायर. सो दे आर वर्किंग एज अ ओईएम, दे आर यूजिंग देयर ओन ब्रांड, दे आर सप्लाइंग द मशीन एंड देयर बिजनेस इज डन. नाउ यू एज अ सर्विस प्रोवाइडर, क्योंकि आपके कस्टमर्स को इट नीड अ कम्प्लीट हैंड होल्डिंग, उनको टाइम टू टाइम सर्विस चाहिए, उनको हैंड होल्डिंग चाहिए, उनको पार्ट के रिप्लेसमेंट चाहिए, तो आप उनको ये एडिशनल ये सर्विस प्रोवाइड कर रहे हो थ्रू योर इंक सप्लाई.
Okay. And but my last question is regarding the trade receivables. The trade receivables as of 31st March is around 111 crores. And you said that right now you have recovered around 15 or 18 crores, right?
Right. So.
So tell us what your trade receivable period, like within 45 days or 60 or 90 days.
So our general trade receivable period is 90 to 120 days, but normally what we receive is around in this range only. So this time, due to as I already mentioned, that is the number one, this trade receivable is a reflection of the revenue that we did in that 3 months. The second is the machine that we have provided some credit limit on, and the third thing is due to the MSME compliances and some payments get staged. But then again, as I mentioned, it gets recovered. So now the situation is normalized. So if you consider the 3 months of revenue period, and let's consider 80 crore, so it is more or less similar to that only.
So what amount of money is locked in this kind of a working capital?
So working capital cycles, in like what we need to make payment is around 45, normal payment terms is around 16 to 90 days. For MSME suppliers, it is also mandatory to make it 45 days, right? So right now, what working capital that we are using is we have the 40 crore working capital limit from the bank and the 30 crore fund that we have infused. So that is the working capital that we are using right now.
I'm asking like working capital blocked in the form of trade receivables.
Mm-hmm. Working capital block?
Yeah.
So this is the normal working capital cycle. There is no block. It was only at the time that in the March that we see. Otherwise, as I mentioned, it was a reflection of the revenue growth. at the time is here. Then little bit of machine sales, that is a longer credit cycle. Otherwise, it's a no specific customer specific concern is there.
So is there any scope like in the future, near future, we can reduce our receivable days?
Reducing the receivable days is depend on the resources. It's again a strategic call. Then right now we are typically, this is the business cycle that we are working on, which is extended to 90 to 120 days, and this is the normal cycle that we are working right now.
Okay. So the entire industry works on the 90 to 120 days?
Yeah, industry, its working cycle is there only.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Praveen Jadhav from Dheeraj Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Hello, sir.
Yeah. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. You were saying, like in earlier calls, you had mentioned that the ink that we use, they buy from the companies buy from us because if they change the ink, then the printing will come different, when we do production of from the new ink that we have merged with us, how will we get the same thing which we are providing currently.
So because India has a technology from the grassroots level, so we have all the formulation capability that any bottle, any color from any corner of the world, if we bring it to the India stable, then we can manufacture the, or we can produce the same kind of ink, same kind of color tone and runnability. So that is the manufacturing capability, that is the formulation capability, the technology support that India has. And it is already being done, as I mentioned, the supply consistency is there since last 2.5 years. So it can be produced here in India as well.
Okay, so you're saying that it won't be a problem when we start?
It is not a problem. It's been 2.5 years that is, it's a consistent supply of ink is going into the market.
And second question is, in future, are you planning to, buy out a small digital printing machine company, in future? So you'll be full-fledged, you'll be
So what happened? As a we four, all four promoters are having the background of engineering. So it always runs into the mind that go backward and try to solve the technological issues. And that will always be in mind, and if that kind of opportunity comes into the picture that we can produce the machine here by buying some company or doing in-house some R&D, so that always runs in the mind, and we'll take that opportunity anytime.
Okay,
because that's what how India should look like, how True Colors should look like in future. Yeah, I will support that question.
Okay, that's great to hear. And so last question is, I just missed out on this year, what is your estimate for the revenues for 2027?
So we expect to grow at 20-22% over the medium term, and as I mentioned, that profitability growth should outpace the top line.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. And now I hand the conference over to Mr. Satish for closing comments.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So thank you all for joining us today and for your thoughtful questions. We look forward to engaging with you again next quarter. And in the meantime, please free to reach out our IR team for any follow-up. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of True Colors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.